Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. Just for a moment, have a think back to when you were at school and try to remember if you were ever in the school play. It was usually at the end of a summer term, or it might have been a nativity play at Christmas time. Did you have to learn lines? Did you find it easy? Can you remember that there was always at least one child who forgot their lines or what they were supposed to be doing, and how there was always a teacher near the front who would offer a prompt in a loud whisper which everyone could hear? It's the things that go wrong that provide the comedy moments, the memories. And it's the promptings of the wise one who gets us back on track and keeps the show on the road. I personally can't remember ever being in a school play. I was in a school choir once. I was in top juniors, so about 11, and we were learning and singing songs from the musical Joseph and His Technicolor Dreamcoat. I wasn't particularly good at singing. In fact, the teacher moved me towards the back and asked me not to sing too loudly. Of course, I'm much better nowadays, and as minister, I get to stand at the front and lead the singing. And I think that our church has the best singing on the island, although some unkind people have said that that's because everyone sings as loudly as possible to try to drown me out. Anyway, to get back to the point, which is about people who prompt us, who give us a helpful nudge to move forward. Maybe a word to say or a suggestion of something to do. In the Bible, there are lots of stories of God prompting people to say or do things, and I was reading one of those stories earlier this week, and it made me think. The story is from a book called The Acts of the Apostles, and all the action happens after Jesus' death and resurrection. And in this particular story, one of the Jesus followers, called Philip, feels prompted by God to go and travel along a particular road. And when he does, he comes across an Ethiopian man who is travelling in a chariot and reading a holy book. And Philip is further prompted to speak with the Ethiopian, and so he does. And he ends up riding in the chariot and explaining what the holy book means. Now, if we just pause and think about this for a moment, this is a very unusual situation. Philip is walking and probably has very little wealth. The Ethiopian man is riding in a chariot, so he's clearly rich. But in addition to that, he's reading a book, or rather a scroll, as it would have been in those days. And you would have had to have loads of money to actually own a scroll, because of course they were all handwritten. And the Ethiopian can read, and the scroll would have been written in Hebrew, not in whatever language the Ethiopian would usually speak. So the guy is very rich and very clever. And yet Philip ends up explaining what it all means to him, and he gets to ride in a fancy chariot. It's amazing where we end up when we follow the promptings of others, be that friends, family, or God. So here's a thought for Friday. Take a moment today or over the weekend to have a think about what you are being prompted to do. Are you on the edge of making a decision? Who's speaking, and are you listening? Is it a wise and encouraging voice? Is there an adventure that's calling you on? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.